Ladies and gentlemen, today we have the privilege and the honor to be ministered to by a man of God who is after God's own heart. A man who is very, very consistent. A man who has been used by God to transform our lives. A man who in another life would be a comedian. Angekuwa Churchill Show sahi. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a father in this nation and also a father of this house. Ladies and gentlemen, with a standing ovation, help me bring on stage the senior pastor of Parkland Baptist, Reverend Ambrose Nyangao. Welcome.
Bwana asifiwe. Bwana asifiwe tena. Bwana asifiwe. God is good. All the time. Nabado. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you have been singing very well. You need to start a worship team. Amen. Give them a high five and just we celebrate God. Jesus' name. We also want to really, really appreciate this worship team that is here today. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Pastor Debbie of Calvary Covenant, and Johnny Bishop and Joki, Papa Center, we bless you and each one of you for just releasing this worship. Amen. 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 Bwana asifiwe. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor you're looking good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow. You will shine. In Jesus' name. Meta, meta. Sparkle, sparkle. Shiny, shiny. Wear shades. Amen. Let's appreciate one another one more time. We want to read the scriptures today. 2 Kings 13, verse 15 to 19. This month we are talking about royal triumph, and we want to just thank God that He has triumphed. Pastor Simon, we are glad to have you back. Bless you, Sana. Bless you, Sana. Amen. Amen. I believe that your team is still playing in the finals. 5 o'clock, you are invited, like Deacon said. We are showing it, broadcasting it live in that worship youth worship tent. Please, karibu sana. If you have popcorn, come with it. If you don't have, just come. Hallelujah. And may the best team win. Even when Alex is wearing the Argentina jersey, he's not speaking on our behalf. He's speaking on his behalf. I would have come with my yellow jersey, but Brazil is watching on the stands. But we thank God. God is good all the time. Amen. And it is amazing that the finals are coming in this month of royal triumph. Can you imagine? The Bible says in 2 Kings 13, 15, Elisha said, get a bow and some arrows. Elisha said, get a bow and arrows. He was talking to a king, so let me go to verse 14. Pick it from there. Now Elisha had been suffering from the illness from which he died. Jehoash, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. My father, he cried, the chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elisha said, get a bow and some arrows. And he did so. Take the bow in your hands, he said to the king of Israel. When he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. The arrow, opened the east window, he said, and he opened it. Shoot, Elisha said, and he shot. And Elijah said, the Lord's arrow of victory, the arrow of victory over Aram. Elisha declared, you will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, take the arrows. And the king took them. Elisha told him, strike the ground. And he struck it 3 times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you'd have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times. This is God's word. And God's people say, amen. Amen. Please be seated. I want to thank God for all of you who have prayed for us as a family. Our daughter Lisa graduated yesterday. Hallelujah. Graduated. Not at Tuk. She graduated from Colorado State University in Colorado, Fort Collins. And I really thank God for her. Martha is there. She's currently online watching this service. So we just thank God that she and Caleb were able to go there. Pastor Susan was also with them. And we just want to thank you for the support, the prayers through these 4 years that she has been studying. And she passed with distinction, Pastor Simon. You know, there are people who pass, and there are others who pass. She got a distinction, summa cum laude. That is a GPA of about 3.8 going to 4.0. Now, I didn't have those kinds of brains. I thank God for the ones I have, especially after failing my Form 6 seriously and thoroughly and amazingly. God knew in the future he would redeem me. And I thank God for that redemption. So tell your neighbor, there's a future for you. Don't give up. Amen. So we are glad. We thank God. We also want to thank God for our children and our young people who are in our midst. If you feel there's no space, don't worry. This is the season. We are family. We all need to be together, celebrate together. We thank God. There's a young gentleman who always asks me, Pastor Ambrose, you need to mention my name. And Israel, where are you? Israel, where is Israel? He ducked. Okay, there's an Israel. There's one Israel there. Hi. God bless you. We have, is there another Israel? Up. Hey, hi. Okay, so we have quite a number of Israels. Bwana asifiwe, you parents are good. You know how to choose names. But we just want to celebrate the Israels in our midst. Was I about to say Israelites? The Israels in our midst. And we thank God for bringing your children to Sunday school, and now that they have a break, that we can be together in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. Your word is amazing. Your word is marvelous. And we celebrate this word. Holy Spirit, take it now and minister it to our hearts, to our minds, to our spirits, our whole being. May we receive this word. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Holy Spirit, feed us with this word. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Minister to us, feed us, encourage us, inspire us, that Lord, as we finish this year, we shall finish it strong. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you even for the worship session and just the amazing presence that we have felt as we have been led in worship today. All glory goes back to you. Now, Holy Spirit, take over. And I say thank you for using this minister to be able to speak your word. All glory goes back to you. And God's people say,
amen.
Amen. I want to bring to your notice that this month we've been talking about royal triumph. And in the context of World Cup, we have had a contest and many people have gone out, but it has been a contest. Tell your neighbor, contest. Today, when the match is over and there's a winner, they're going to lift up this World Cup, and that will be their moment of victory. That will be their moment of what? Victory. The Bible says about Jesus that he died on the cross. That was his context, the contest. On Sunday morning, he rose from the dead, and that was victory. Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. The Bible says this about this victory. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. 15, 57, sorry. It says, but thanks be to God. He gives us what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the victory. Now, when that team that wins today go home, when they go to the plains, either they, whether it is Argentina or it is France, when they reach there and they celebration, and the president is there, fans are there, families are there, and there's so much joy, that day will be their triumph. Today, victory. The day when they go home and they are received, that is triumph. So Jesus' contest on the cross, resurrection, victory, ascension, sitting on the throne, that is what? Triumph. And I want you to know that the Lord has triumphed on our behalf. 2 Corinthians, chapter, I believe it's chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says this, but thanks be to God who always leads us captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. That's the day of triumph. And this triumph is ours, is yours, in Jesus' name. And so on this particular day, Elisha was just about to leave this planet and die. And at that particular time, the king came and he was crying. And yet Elisha said, God is going to do amazing things in the future. He had already foreseen the future. And the king comes and is crying. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, kings are not supposed to cry. Yeah, because they're victorious. They're kings. They're sitting on the throne. But he's crying. And he needs sympathy. It's a pity party. And Elisha says, don't cry. Take me to that scripture. The Bible says in 1 Kings, chapter... what chapter is it? 2 Kings, sorry. 13, 15. This is what he's saying. He says, stop crying. Elisha said, get a bow and some arrows. And he did so. Then he says, take the bow in your hands. He said to the king of Israel. When he had taken it, Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Then he says, open the east window. He said, and he opened it. Then he says, shoot the arrow. Elisha said, and he shot. And then Elisha declared, the Lord's arrow of what? Of victory. And he says, you will, the arrow of victory over Aram. Elisha declared, he said, you will completely destroy the Arameans at Aphek. Then he said, take the arrows again. And he took them. Elisha said, told him, strike the ground. And he struck it 3 times. And then he stopped. Elisha, who had already seen ahead, said, you should not have stopped. You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. Then you'd have defeated Aram and completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times. Let me tell you this. God wants you to be victorious, victorious. I'm saying God wants you to be victorious, victorious. I'm saying God wants you to be victorious, victorious. He doesn't want you to just win one battle. He wants you to win again and again and again and again. He wants you to win the battle at your financials door. Win your battle at marriage door. Win your battle at your workplace. Win the battle because God has triumphed. God has triumphed. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. It says, what shall defeat us? Let me read this verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 35. In fact, verse 31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? So take me to Romans. Romans 8, verse 31. Again, a statement of triumph, a statement of victory. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God is for us. You know, have you ever come to a place when things are just thick and you say, why is God against me? Jenny, why is God stressing me like this? Let me tell you this, it is not God stressing you. Because where God is concerned, from verse 28 in that scripture, if you just go back to verse 28, God is orchestrating a lot of things around you. He says in verse 28, and we know that in all things, God does what? God is working. God is working. He's working for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to what? His purpose. So God is working for you. He's not against you. He's working good things in your life. All right? Now go to verse 32. The Bible says this in verse 32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Go to the next verse. It says in verse 33, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God. He has triumphed. He's at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Then he says in verse 35, he's asking questions. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And then he says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. More than a conqueror is to be triumphant through him who loved us. Then verse 38, he now concludes by saying, for I am convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You are triumphant. And so Elisha is trying to tell this king, stop whining. Position yourself. Take this bow. Now the bow, you know, bows and arrows, the bow is the Holy Spirit. He says, take hold of the power of God. Pick arrows. Put them in that bow. And it is an arrow of victory and triumph. Release it. So today what I want to talk about is pick your arrow. Aim your arrow. Release it. Tell your neighbor, pick your arrow. Aim your arrow. Release your arrow. Tell the other neighbor who ignored you, pick your arrow. Aim your arrow. Release your arrow. Now all those actions are important. You know, you can pick an arrow and just walk around with it, and nothing will happen. You can pick your arrow, put it in the bow, and it is just there. You have not released it. All those three are important. Pick it. Put it in the bow. Aim. Release. And I want you to know, what you put in the hands of the Holy Spirit will hit it to the target. You're going to hit it to the target. So he said, you release this thing. And I want to say this. God has arrows that you need to release into your future. Into your tomorrow. For the king, he needed to release victory ahead of him. He needed to send victory ahead of him. He needed to release favor ahead of him. He needed to release blessings ahead of him. And God has given us arrows. And I want to mention a few of those arrows. I've already told you one of them. the arrow of prayer, the arrow of favor, the arrow of God's word, the arrow of declarations, the arrow of actions. But let me tell you this. One of the amazing things about believers is this. We tend to release the wrong arrows. One of the arrows we release is the arrow of fear. We take fear, put it in the bow, boom, it's gone into the future. We reach our future, we meet fear. Like Job, the Bible says, everything went haywire for him in one day. The devil went to God and said, this guy is serving you for his own selfish means. You're taking care of him, you're guarding him. If you remove all these things, the guy will curse you. And God says, I believe in this guy. I trust him. Let me tell you this. God is vouching his integrity on you. I'm saying that God is vouching his integrity on you. He believes in you. Now, not only are you to believe him, he believes in you. You have no idea how much God is depending on you. He really believes in you. And he wants to back you. And so the devil goes and harasses this guy and beats him up. But the guy stands on his ground and he says, I will not curse God. I will believe him. But many chapters later, when things, he's now sitting back, he starts feeling bad about himself. Then he said something. The thing that I feared most has come upon me. And that is what opened the hedge of protection around him. And that is why many times in the Bible, God keeps telling us, fear not. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I'm talking to somebody now. I'm saying, don't worry about what you will eat on Christmas Day. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. God will take care of that. God will sort you out. Right now, exams, our children have done exams, and some of them are moving forward. We're waiting for results. And sometimes it can, instead of the children being fearful, parents tend to be more fearful of the results, as if they're the ones who sat for the exams. Look at your neighbor. Just ask them, are you a parent who has children who have done exams? Somebody saying, mine finished long time ago. So tell your neighbor, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid about fuel prices going up. God will still supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So don't send arrows of fear ahead of you. Don't send arrows of anxiety. Don't send arrows of desperation. Don't send those arrows, because if you send them forward, you will meet them there. Send what is right. Send what is good. Send favor. It will find you there. I want to share with you seven people, just give you seven examples of people who managed to release their arrows and they went ahead of them. The first one is King David. Before he was a king, he's facing Goliath. And you know, sometimes we face these Goliaths. And by the way, David did not wake up in the morning and saying, I'm going to meet Goliath. No, he was going to see his brothers, take them food. But while he was there, he meets this giant, this Goliath who is threatening the people of Israel. And David says, this guy, I'm bringing him down. David had confidence because his God had already triumphed. Tell your neighbor, we have triumphed. And you know, David went, the Bible says, he went and picked stones, he took a sling, and he went rushing to Goliath. And Goliath started looking at him and says, you think I'm a dog that you come to me like this? Let me read you that story so that you see what David did. 1 Samuel chapter 17, I read from verse 43. The Bible says about this battle. It says, he said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cast David by his gods. Now, I want you to notice that this battle took on a new level because of what Goliath did. Now, go back to that verse. It says this, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine did what? Cast David by his gods. He released a spiritual attack. Because remember, Goliath believed in witchcraft. Hello? Goliath was not just fighting in his power. He believed in witchcraft. He had gone to sorcerers and all this. And he knew that nothing can bogger him. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, go to the next verse. So he released this statement. And then he says, come here, he said, and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals. David needed to counter that at that level by releasing the same word, but from a different angle. He said this, next verse. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but because you have mentioned your gods, let me mention my God. Hallelujah. You've talked about these gods, and I know these gods, as they have satanic powers behind them, but let me tell you, hallelujah. Wacha ni kutel. Wacha ni kupate tu waka ka print. Hallelujah. And he said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Hallelujah. Yes, better give God a big hand. So David counters this man by sending an arrow. And Pastor Samuel, like I was saying early in the morning, he already sent arrows before he got the sling and the stones. The sling and the stones were just physical manifestations of the arrows that he had sent. He sent the arrow of victory ahead of him. And that is what hit Goliath before Goliath could make a step. Are you sending the arrows of victory ahead of you? A situation comes, and instead of you beginning to give a narrative about the problem, send an arrow that counters the situation. Send the word of God. Release the arrow of faith. Release something that counters what the enemy is going to do, because you are already triumphed. Give something that God can use against the enemy. He sent the arrow of victory. Tell your neighbor, arrow of victory. Elijah, on the other hand, sent the arrow of divine provision into a situation of lack. 1 Kings 17. God sends Elijah to the woman of Zarephath. Let me start with verse 10. The Bible says this. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me please a piece of bread. And then the lady said, as surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat and die. She sent an arrow of hopelessness ahead of her. That is why God knew he has to intervene. He has to interject. If he doesn't, this lady is going to die. So he sends Elijah into her path to release a word. Now see what Elijah says. The Bible says, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. He sent a word of provision. What words are you sending when there is lack in your life? Did you say, imwezi, ikokona, yani tuko kwa bend? Let me tell you this, God is behind that bend. God is behind that corner. God has triumphed over your life where your resources are concerned. God will meet you at the point of need. Send the arrow of provision. Declare, I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow, but I know my God will supply, and I will have plenty to eat and more left over in Jesus' name. Very soon after Christmas, the immediate thing people will be thinking about is school fees. You're wondering, do we have school fees? Do we have this and that? Now, of course, I know one of the things that people are now depending on is the what we are calling the hustle fund. The hustler fund. The hustler fund has just come in good time. Let me tell you this. There's another fund. It is called the God Almighty Fund. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. That fund, let me tell you this, is available, is there for you. And all you need to do is call on him. He will come through. Hallelujah. I'm not saying the hustler fund is not something to go into. What I'm saying is this, there is another one. And it is a fund that is perpetual. It is there all the time. Hallelujah. Jabez was another guy who sent arrows ahead of him. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. The Bible says this. Let me just read about this. This guy also had very challenging circumstances. Now listen to what he says. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez. The Jews say Yavez or Yahweh. That's how they say it. The J is Yah. The B is Va. So they say Yahweh, Jabez. And this is what Jabez said. He says, Jabez saying, I gave birth to him in pain. That's how, what the name means. By the way, have you ever heard people called Tabu? Tabu. Tabu. You know, my mother used to call me Tabu. Not because I was born in pain, but I'm the firstborn and I really harassed her. I'm telling you, I became Tabu in her life. Well, as a kid, watch, what you're seeing now is resurrection. Those days, I was a terror for mom. I climbed on the tables, I climbed on doors. There used to be a tree. We were staying in Jericho. There used to be a tree just outside the house. I would climb that tree, and there was a branch. I would sit on the branch. Then I would go upside down, hanging with my knees there and hanging with my head down. Then mom would come looking for me. I says, Mom, I'm here, and I'm looking upside down. She's looking up. Her heart nearly stops. I would walk on those roofs. If you have ever been on Fafa Jericho, I would be on those roofs climbing, you know, the sewer pipe. I would climb those things. Walk on the roof. Somebody is hearing, ukoju, kuguang, kuguang, kuguang. Kumbe ni nani? Thank God that God in heaven would tell the angels, that cowboy is the future senior pastor of Parklands Baptist Church. Hallelujah. Some of you come here looking very nice, but we know where you've come from. God has done a good job in your life. Hallelujah. Why don't we give him a big hand and bless his holy name? Hallelujah. So Jabez was in this pain, but listen to what Jabez said. He sends an arrow of himself. If nobody will send an arrow for you, send one for yourself. Listen to what he said. Verse 10, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. And he said, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And listen to what God did. And God granted his request. May God grant your request. Amen. May God grant your request. Amen. In Jesus' name. Your part is to pick the arrow, put the arrow on your bow, aim, release. Jabez said, I cannot live like this anymore. God, bless me. Pick your arrow of blessing. Put it in the bow of the Holy Spirit. Aim. Release. Let it go. It's going to hit the target. This was Jabez. I pray there's a Jabez in the house. I pray there's a Jabez in the house. Listen to what Isaiah said about enlarging your mindset. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 2 and 3. And some people here need just to enlarge your mindset, because the things God wants to do for you in 2023 are awesome. I'm saying they are humongous. I'm saying they are magnanimous. I'm telling you, listen, it is only your mind that needs to open up. The Bible says, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your sticks. Guess what? For you will spread out. I'm talking to somebody. You will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess the nations and settle in their desolate cities. You better start giving God a big hand, because God is going to do that in your life. Hallelujah. But it requires the enlargement of what? Your mindset. Your mindset. Look at your neighbor, tell you, he's talking about mindset. One day there was a tanker that was going, a tanker ya maziwa, and it broke down in an estate where people need milk. Hallelujah. And Kenyans being Kenyans, people rushed to that tanker ya maziwa. One gentleman rushed there with a cup of tea and came and filled his cup and took off. Another guy came with a sufuria, those small ones, and got their fill. Another one came and with a bigger sufuria, and it was filled. Another one came with those sufurias we use during weddings, the big ones. Hallelujah. And put there, it was filled. Another person came with a truck and just connected his truck to this truck and got everything else. Now, who do you think? Who do you think? The guy, can you imagine the guy who came with a cup of tea? And he saw a whole tanker, because by the time he went home, when he was coming back, the other truck was leaving with the rest of the milk. Let me tell you this. The tanker of God's blessing has broken in our midst. Hallelujah. But some of us are rushing to that blessing with a cup of tea. Some of us with a bigger sufuria. Others with another bigger sufuria. You see, your mindset will determine what kind of container you come with to the Lord. I pray that you'll come with the biggest container, because God will fill it. Our God is able to fill any container you bring His way. Bring the big one. Change your mindset. Tell your neighbor, change your mindset. Tell your neighbor, believe the impossible. God is able to do what no man can do. But He is limited by the containers we bring His way. I'm talking to somebody and saying, your mortgage is already paid in Jesus' name. Somebody missed that. Let me talk to the people on this side. I'm saying your mortgage is already paid in Jesus' name. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let me try the people on this side. Your mortgage is already paid in Jesus' name. Yeah. You see, while I'm saying that, it doesn't mean you have mortgage. I'm saying that to speak into your future. Yeah. I'm talking into your future. I'm talking into your future right now. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Because somebody is sitting there saying, mortgage ni nini? Mimi naishi kwa ka 10 by 10. What is he talking about? I'm speaking into what? Your future. I'm speaking into your children's future. I'm speaking into your future. God is well able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or imagine. But enlarge what? Your tent. You know, Pastor Simon, when Jesus went back to Nazareth, the Bible says he could not do any miracle. Hometown, back hometown. Mranga pali unatoka huko ndani. Hallelujah. Hometown. And the Bible says he could not do. Why? Not that he would not do. He could not do because of the mindset of the people in his hometown. They knew this guy grew in nursery school here. He played football with our children. We know him. We keep hearing that he's doing miracles. But we know him. We know his sisters and brothers. They're among us. And Jesus could not do anything because he was held because of their mindsets. Then Jesus leaves Nazareth, next town. Yani, next town. There's Lovington and there's Lovington West. Just up Lovington West, up Kawangware. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, just next, miracles were happening. Capernaum. Because these people believed and they had enlarged the tent of receiving miracles. And they got their miracles. They got their breakthroughs. I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm saying your breakthrough is coming. I'm talking to somebody now. I'm saying your miracle is coming. That scholarship is coming your way. Doors are opening for you that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Something is going to happen into your life. Change your mindset. Tell your neighbor, change your mindset. Let me finish because there were quite a number of people here. But let me talk about Abraham. He sent the arrow of faith and expectation. Tell your neighbor, faith and expectation. You remember that story when he was taking Isaac up at the mountain to sacrifice? Remember that story? You remember that story? Hallelujah. Thank God he did not consult with Sarah about going to that mountain. He just left. But look at Genesis 22, verse 4 and 5. There's something he said, Pastor Simon, that was amazing. He sent an arrow. Listen to what it says. It says, on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Now, listen to what he said. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. And then he said, we will worship and then we will come back. But remember, he was going to sacrifice Isaac. So how were they going to come back, both of them? It was a statement of faith and expectation. What he was saying is this: even if I kill Isaac and sacrifice Isaac, we will still come back with him alive. I will kill him, God will raise him from the dead. But what happened is this: God says, don't do that. I have provided for myself a lamb. It is what we call the arrow of faith and expectation. Are you expecting to go and come back? Are you expecting to go to that interview and actually get that job? Expectation. Expectation. Tell your neighbor, expectation. Tell your neighbor, my expectation is high. But you know, by experience, for some of you, there were things you expected. And you're saying, wambros, wachana nazo stories of expectation. I expected to get married this year. Sioni ndugu, sioni ndugu. Who knows? That ndugu could be listening to this message right now. Thank you, Jesus. And some of them may not be in this meeting. Some of them may actually be at the pavilion. Hello? Some of them may be in the U.S. watching. You know, I've told you this story about, I always come back to that story. This lady who had wanted to get married when we were youth, she really wanted to get married. But before marriage, she really wanted to go to the U.S. Really wanted to go to the U.S. So we had Acacia. Bernice, we had Acacia. Ojijo Road. Had Acacia the whole night praying for her to go to get a visa. We prayed to Jehovah God. Jehovah God, we release that visa now in the name of Jesus. We capture it and we take hold of it. And we declare that the guy who is going to interview will be bumbuazed and just release the visa in Jesus' name. We prayed. The lady went for that interview. She was told, no visa. She came back and left church for quite a number of months. Yani, she was upset. Her expectation had been dashed. Kobong. Our prayers the whole night were in vain. But one day she decided to come back. The day she came back to church, after the service, there was this guy from Nakuru who was driving out with a friend of hers. And she said, "Can I get a lift? Can I get a lift to town?" The guy said, "No problem." So she climbed uko back seat. Now this guy is driving with this friend of hers, and she's in the back seat. And as they were driving, this guy is watching ahead, but also looking at the rear mirror and looking at her. Let me tell you this. It was not long that these two, the driver and the back seater, tell your neighbor, amen. They connected. They became friends. They got married. And then the guy got a job to the U.S. And they went to the U.S. together. Let me ask you now. Let me come back to you about arrows. That overnight prayer meeting, was it answered?
Yes.
We just threw it into the future. The lady threw her expectation down, thinking that her visa was denied. She was not going anywhere. Kumbe, God did not just want her to go to America alone. Hallelujah. Talking to somebody right now in Jesus' name. God wanted her not to just go alone. God wanted her to be taken there by a husband. And they have stayed in the U.S. to this day. They have been there many, many years. And the guy, can you imagine, came from Nakuru. The guy, may all the Nakurians. Show up. And may you give somebody a lift. Who knows? Pastor Simon, we are telling people, send your arrow into your future and have expectation. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. Let me tie this message, but why don't you give God a big hand as I finish this? Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let me finish with this. A lady. It's called throwing the arrow of action. She did something. Let me read this verse. Mark chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. We'll tie this up even as we release each other. The Bible says this. When she heard about Jesus, so this was a woman, go back to verse 26. 26. She had suffered a great deal. This was a woman with an issue of blood. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be what? Healed. Next verse. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes? You see the people are crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me." But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Well, then the woman, who knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." For this lady particularly, she released what we call the arrow of action. She did something. Amen? She said, "If I can only touch, I will do something." You have no idea that every time I have talked about getting a passport and you went ahead and started doing it, doors have opened because you released an arrow of action. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. They are here because they said they are coming to church and they are here today. And they are listening to this message. And something tremendous is about to happen in your life. In Jesus' name. Action. 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 Sometimes it is just writing something down. The Bible says, write the vision down, that those who read it may run with it. Action. Sometimes it's just giving an offering and saying, I'm releasing this offering for my future. And God takes that and multiplies it back to you. He says, pick your arrow, put it in the bow, aim, release, and the miracles will show up. What action are you going to give to God today? What action tomorrow? What are you going to do that will tell God, you have picked your arrow, you have put it in the bow, you're releasing it into your future. You will find it there in Jesus' name. You'll find it there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For parents, release the arrow of blessing to your children. Declare that the children of the righteous shall be mighty in the land. Your children will be mighty in the land. Right now, they are number last. What you have not told them that you also were number last one time. Hallelujah. But listen to how Isaac prayed for Jacob. And I finish with this. Genesis chapter 28, verse 3 and 4. He was releasing Jacob. But listen to how he prays for him. This is what he said. Genesis, and he says this. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of peoples. May he give you and your descendants the blessing given to Abraham so that you may take possession of the land you now reside as a foreigner, the land God gave to Abraham. Verse 5, then Isaac sent Jacob on his way, and he went to Padan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, who was the mother of Jacob and Esau. Bless your children. Send them with a blessing. Send those arrows ahead of you. By the way, did you know that your children are arrows? So send them with a blessing. Send them with favor. Send them with your goodness. So look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, pick your arrow. Put it in the bow of the Holy Spirit. Aim. Release. In Jesus' name. One more time, say this, pick your arrow. Now it may be the arrow of favor, of breakthrough, of answered prayer. You know, so pick your arrow. One more time, pick your arrow. Put it in the bow of the Holy Spirit. Aim. Release. In Jesus' name. Now give God a big hand. Now, if you just begin to see the result, give God a hand by just see the result. Just see the result. Come on, somebody. See the result. See the result. Amen. There's a letter I received recently. There's a lady who has just become PS. And she sent me a letter. She said, Pastor Ambrose, I'm a member of Parklands Baptist Church, and I've just become a PS. And he said, Pastor Ambrose, I'm asking you to give me an opportunity to volunteer in any way at Parklands Baptist Church, whether it is with the children, with the youth, just give me an opportunity to serve. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? This lady is setting herself up and sending arrows into her future. Hallelujah. Sending arrows into her future. What arrows are you sending into your future? Can you imagine a person like that? You have become PS and you are saying, I want to volunteer. Volunteer kitu gani? I have nimepata kiti. Na hiyo kiti ndakalia, yes. But let me tell you this. There are many opportunities that are available for us. And I thank God for that. For years, we had the registrar general in our midst serving. She's now finished her tenure. Bernice, just stand up. This lady, Bernice, let's appreciate her. She was the registrar for many years. Hallelujah. 16 years. Amen. Tell your neighbor 16. We're general. Umekua general wapi 16. But even though she had that position, she served in many ways at Parklands Baptist Church. Just serving. I want to tell you this. Serve the kingdom and the kingdom will serve you. The kingdom will serve you. The kingdom will serve you. Hallelujah. And Bernice, we celebrate you. We thank God for you. So look at your neighbor. You may be sitting next to a CS. And you may not know. You know, there is an employer next to you and you're just ignoring them. Just look at them. You're sitting next to an ambassador and you don't know. Somebody saying, I am that ambassador. Wacha kuniambia, I'm sitting next. I am that ambassador. May God's favor come your way. Amen. May God's goodness connect with you. Amen. May God's favor be your portion. Amen. Those watching at the pavilion and online, release your arrow into your future. Shall we stand, ladies and gentlemen? Are you glad you came?
Yes.
So why don't you just give, first of all, your neighbor a high five and then give God a big hand. Amen. 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 I'm about to pray and release us. And just again a reminder, next Sunday is what day? Christmas. How many services?
One.
What time?
Seven.
New Year is also on Sunday. How many services?
One.
What time?
Seven.
The 8th of January, God giving us that opportunity, we shall be releasing the theme vision for 2023. So be praying for Pastor Ambrose and pray for Pastor Simon as we guide this process. And with that, just thank God that God has been so favorable to us in 2022. Hasn't God been good? Why don't we give him a thanksgiving clap? And just tell him, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, somebody. Give Jesus a big hand. Hallelujah. 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 He's a good God. And God has kept us strengthened throughout the year. Every Sunday preaching, Pastor Simon, myself, the other pastors, the leaders of this church, the deacons, the trustees, the council, the moderator, the entire team, the volunteers, you being there, your offerings, your gifts have brought us this far into the year. Why don't we appreciate one another and just say thank you to Jesus. Thank you to Jesus. Amen. I'm so glad to be part of Parklands Baptist Church. Hallelujah. Wherever we serve, let's serve with everything we have. Amen. Whether at Calvary Church, serve. Papa Center, serve. Because we are serving the kingdom. And thank you for giving your time and being part of this worship today. And carry our greetings when you get back to your stations. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate the worship team today. Let's thank God for all the children in our midst. We celebrate them. Amen. 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 We also want to thank God for the talking hands. Talking hands. This team that is here. Amen. The whole year. Let me tell you this. What they are doing, it may look very fine, very easy. You try it yourself. Hello. But we salute you. And those who come and are our members, we salute them in Jesus' name. Bwana asifiwe. For those visiting with us, there is a Karibu Center. Going out through that main door, turn your left. We celebrate the scripture that says, come for tea, my people. There's a cup of tea for you. Some of our leaders will be there to celebrate you. So if you have time and you're not rushing, please visit with us. And God bless you tremendously. Our Wednesday services, the last one is next week, this coming week on Wednesday, 21st. And we take a break until January 11th. But that doesn't mean we'll stop praying. We'll still be praying. We'll just not meet. Okay? Amen. By the way, this Empowered Pack, some of you have already gotten it, are reading it as we prepare for 2023. If you haven't got one, please get one. And when you open that card, there are 12 things on one side and 11 things on one side. As you read them, this is my instruction. Do what is right. God will do what is left. Do what is right. God will do what is left. Do what is right. God will do what is left. And may that message really encourage and bless you. Hallelujah. Shall we pray?
Baba wa mbinguni, nyosha mkono wako, watu wauone, walisifu one more time. Baba wa mbinguni, osha osha mkono wako, watu
as I prepare to pray, want to thank God for one of our members, Henry Omore. He came with quite a number of visitors. Henry, where are you sitting, standing? Henry. Okay, he had come with visitors. I just wanted to acknowledge him. Wherever he is, if he's at the pavilion, bless you. Thank you for bringing those visitors. He's somewhere. Okay, uko nyuma. Oh, Henry, that's where you are. With your visitors, we are glad you came. God bless you. Sante. Now stretch your hand to me as I bless you. Thank you, Lord, for just also lifting your hand towards us and to bless us. Baba, nyosha mkono wako, that people may know that you are God. Father, this afternoon, as I release God's people, as I release the families that are in our midst, I want to decree and declare a blessing upon them. That, Father, Lord, as they release their arrows into their tomorrow will be better than their yesterday. Their future will be brighter than their past. That light will shine in their tomorrow, even in the afternoon. Jehovah God, may that arrow of favor locate them. May that hour of breakthrough locate them. May answered prayer be their portion. Lord, may their actions bear fruit. I pray that their faith, may it release blessings. Dear Lord, regardless of what the devil is about, we are triumphant in Christ. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, will he not with him give us all things? So, Father, even as we enter into the week of Christmas, I want to pray that in Jesus' name, as some people travel out of town, some travel into town, some are traveling out of the country, some have traveled into the country. Jehovah God, wherever people will have their festivities, may you bless them. May you watch over them. May you protect them. May you keep them safe. That, oh Lord, when we meet again, we will say, see what the Lord has done. And so, Lord, I release this blessing upon your people. And I declare to you, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. I declare that you're blessed when you come in. You're blessed when you go out. You're blessed when you rise up. You're blessed when you sit down. Your Monday is blessed. Your Tuesday is blessed. Your Wednesday is blessed. Your Thursday is blessed. Your Friday is blessed. Your Saturday is blessed. Sunday on Christmas Day, you're coming back with a testimony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And so I bless all of us in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And God's people say,
amen.
Let's give God a big hand. Amen. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, surely goodness,
surely goodness
and mercy
shall follow you,
yani you, all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord, full of favor, full of grace, full of strength, full of provision. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. Now give God another big hand and just tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I know you're glad you came. And now as we are released, don't let the anointing get finished at the parking. If you reach the parking and somebody is refusing to leave, just go to that car and place your hand on that car and say, Lord, shrink this car. No, don't say that. Say, God, may the occupants of this car be blessed beyond their imagination. Amen. And that blessing will come back to you. Because let me tell you this, we are many and the parking is packed. And sometimes you want to leave quickly. And some people begin to irritate you. Take it easy. Let this anointing follow you into the parking. Follow you into your Sunday. Follow you into this week. Smile at everybody, even if they refuse to smile back at you. Hallelujah. Send arrows out. They will enter into your future. Did you get my instruction?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that is why now I want to say the grace. And now may the grace, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.